today is Saturday, January 11th, 2025, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view. As we together as a family of families, through God's Word, seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this together today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 9, verses 1 through 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verses 4 through 47, and Acts chapter 12, verses 6 through 19. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruin. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice. And he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verses 4 through 47. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, "You will not come in here." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. David said, "Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall be chief and commander." And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first. So he became chief, and David lived in the stronghold. Therefore, it was called the city of David. And he built the city all around from the Milo in complete circuit. And Joab repaired the rest of the city, and David became greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these are the chiefs of David's mighty men, who gave him strong support in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is an account of David's mighty men. Jehashabim, a Hachmonite, was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 300 whom he killed at one time. And next to him, among the three mighty men, was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahite. He was with David at Pashdamim. When the Philistines were gathered there for battle, there was a plot of ground full of barley, and the men fled from the Philistines, but he took his stand in the midst of the plot and defended it and killed the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great victory. Three of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David at the cave of Adullam when the army of the Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. And David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." Then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink it. He poured it out to the Lord and said, "Far be it from me before my God that I should do this. Shall I drink the lifeblood of these men? For at the risk of their lives they brought it." Therefore he would not drink it. These things did the three mighty men. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of the 30, and he wielded his spear against 300 men and killed them and won a name beside the three. He was the most renowned of the 30 and became their commander, but he did not attain to the three. And Benaniah, the son of Jehada, was a valiant man of Kabazeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down two heroes of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And he struck down an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits tall. The Egyptian had in his hand a spear like a weaver's beam. But Benaiah went down to him with a staff and snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and won a name beside the three mighty men. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the 3, and David set him over his bodyguard. The mighty men were Ashiel, the brother of Joab, Elanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamaoth of Harod, Haliz, the Pelionite, Ira, the son of Ikesh of Tokawa, Abizir of Anathoth, Sibachai the Hushathite, Lael the Ahavite, Maharai of Netophah, Heled the son of Baana of Netophah, Ethai the son of Ribai of Gabi of the people of Benjamin, Benaniah of Pirathon, Horai of the brooks of Gash, Abel the Arbathite, Asmaveth of Baharum, Eliahaba the Shalabonite, Hashem the Gizonite, Jonathan the son of Shagi the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphal the son of Hefer the Meturathite, Ayajah the Pelionite, Hezro of Carmel, Narai the son of Isbi, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibar the son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai of Beroth, the armor bearer of Joab, the son of Zorai, Ira the Irathite, Gareb the Irahrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ali, Adinah the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a leader of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Machah, and Jehoshaphat the Mithonite, Uzai the Ashterathite, Sha'ama and Jael, the sons of Hotham, the Ararite, Jediel, the son of Sheremari, and Jahah, his brother, the Tizite, Eliel, the Mahavite, and Jerubai, and Josaviah, the sons of Elanam, and Ithma, the Moabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Jasael, the Mezobahite. Acts chapter 12, verses 6 through 19. Now when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and the light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gateway, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer, recognizing Peter's voice. In her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and reported that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You are out of your mind." But she kept insisting that it was so. And they kept saying, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they opened, they saw him and were amazed. But motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Tell these things to James and to the brothers." Then he departed and went to another place. Now, when day came, there was no little disturbance among the soldiers over what had become of Peter. And after Herod searched for him and did not find him, he examined the sentries and ordered that they should be put to death. Then he went down to Judea, to Caesarea, and spent time there. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.
And the whole human race.